Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, it's time for the Caregiver Corner, and we welcome into the studio Lark Trigstead. Hello, Lark.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Slip, slide, and away.
Hey, it's part of winter time.
It is. Yeah. Defensive driving comes on.
You know, I saw your note.
yeah.
I probably should have put up daydream believer or something.
Yeah, there
here.
You go.
but daydreaming?
Yeah, yeah.
By Christina Frank.
Yep, she wrote this piece.
Why does daydreaming get such a bad rap?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting topic. Daydreaming really is seen as frivolous.
Yep.
A waste of time. But have you considered daydreaming's positive effects? That sounds like something I would have said to my teachers back in the day.
Yeah, there you go.
Mr. Fleming, are you daydreaming? Yeah.
Me? Who, me?
Yeah.
So that's why this article kind of caught my eye. And, you know, we're also down on daydreaming. Daydreaming is looked upon as negatively because it represents non-doing. And in a society that emphasizes productivity, says John McCrail, a clinical hypnotherapist in Los Angeles, you know what? We are under constant pressure to do, achieve, produce, and succeed.
But daydreaming can be beneficial in many ways and ironically can actually boost productivity.
That's a great thing.
Plus, it's something almost everyone does naturally. Psychologists estimate that we daydream for one-third to one-half of our waking hours, although a single daydream lasts only a few minutes.
Isn't that interesting? Sheesh.
Whoa.
So, you know, specifically, daydreaming helps you with some of these following. We'll kind of go through these.
Okay.
Number one, relax. Like meditation, daydreaming allows your mind to break. Take a mini vacation in which you release tension and anxiety and return refreshed. So it's also very useful for controlling anxiety and phobias. Ooh. Say, for example, that you're afraid of flying. Well, which you have to do for an upcoming trip. By mentally rehearsing the various steps involved, driving to the airport, getting on the plane, taking off, etc., you'll be better able to handle the actual events.
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. I got it. It helps you also manage conflict.
That's a big one.
Yeah, the same kind of organized daydreaming or visualization used to curb anxiety is also useful for personal conflicts. The psychotherapist Tina Tesnia calls it rewinding the tape. As you review in your mind an argument you had with someone, you go back and imagine responding differently than you did. And
don't you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you're like, oh, I wish I would have said that.
I should have said that.
So daydreaming helps maintain relationships. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and especially among daydreamers. Happy couples tend to think about one another when they're apart, which has the effect of psychologically maintaining the relationship, says James Honeycutt, PhD, author of Imagined Interactions, Daydreaming About Communication. We daydream about the people we love, Honeycutt tells WebMD. We imagine sharing good news with them along with our success and failures. I know that that's the best part of the day for me. If I go home and, you know, kind of talk about the things that happened, and it's very helpful. Unhappy couples daydream about arguments and ruminate about conflict, while happy individuals think positively ahead.
Move on.
Yeah.
Move on. Next. Next. Daydreaming also helps boost productivity and cement your beliefs and values. So when you daydream about scenarios in which you're trying to convince someone of something you believe in strongly, you're also in a sense of getting to know yourself and what you stand before better.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. It's like rehearsing kind of self-talk. Lastly, daydreaming boosts creativity and achieves goals. The beauty of daydreaming is that nothing is impossible, and daydreaming might just be the break you need from caregiving.
Oh, so if you're taking care of somebody?
Yep.
Yeah, and you get that extra moment.
You know, what comes to mind with me is when you're taking care of a patient who has dementia, and there's this relentless, where are we going? Where are we going? You know, I want to go home. I want to go home. That kind of repetitive behavior. So if you could just maybe take a bathroom break and daydream, it helps. Yeah. It really does. Kind of balances the curve.
Just to leave for just a second. Yeah. Just that extra moment of...
Yeah.
And breathe.
Sometimes what happens, too, if the dementia patient can still read, if you give them a note that says, like my name, I would say, Lark is in the house, be right back. And then they have that note there. Sometimes it helps for them to look at something that kind of calms their fears, you know.
I got it.
So all sorts of little things you can do.
Yeah. So... Again, go ahead and daydream.
Yeah.
So, listen, you know, at home, at work, yeah. Don't do this in your car. pay attention. But
that's right.
It's good to take a few minutes and daydream. Good for our own health, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you like the little picture of the girl daydreaming and looking? There's the palm trees in the sky.
Yeah. It reminded me of a couple of friends of mine on Facebook. They're actually sitting next to palm trees like that, looking at the water.
Oh.
And they shot a note back that just said, tell us how the weather is back home.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Sure. Yeah, I'll get to you right away. Hey, Lark, if somebody wants info from you on our Caregiver Corner,
yep.
How do they do that?
You know, just go to northiowasagelink.com, and there's all sorts of little tips and survival methods, coping mechanisms you can use in your caregiving day. So, very good.
Go ahead and go daydream. Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lark.